Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today are two seminarians for the Diocese of Columbus, Tyler Carter and Peter Claver Casasa. Before we continue this conversation, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of vocations to our church here in the Diocese of Columbus. We ask that you strengthen and renew all of our seminarians. Help them to come to a knowledge of your will and form their hearts in the image of Jesus Christ, the high and eternal priest. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So Tyler and Peter Claver, I wanted to talk to you about something crucial for the life of priests, but really for all the baptized, and that is prayer, the importance of prayer in our life. And certainly, I think before you got into seminary, you had a prayer life, or else you wouldn't have kind of heard the Lord's promptings to get in there. But what I wanted to do in this time together is to kind of see how seminary is helping you to pray, what you've learned in seminary about prayer, and what, you know, maybe habits you've developed in prayer. But first, to begin with, we'll start with you, Tyler, is what was your prayer life before you went into the seminary?
Sure. So before prayer life, well, early on, you know, meal prayers and things like that, but slowly kind of grew more into learning about holy hour and things like that through high school, again, mainly. And something that was very helpful for me was in my freshman year at St. Charles, there was a group of guys, including now Deacon Jacob Stinnett, who prayed the Divine Office in the morning, prayed the Liturgy of the Hours. And so it was with them that I started praying the Liturgy of the Hours. We would pray in the morning before school and usually after school, do daytime prayer and maybe even evening prayer, depending on the time. And so that was very helpful in getting into a structure and a routine of praying the Liturgy of the Hours, even before I entered the seminary. And so it was helpful in both learning it and learning all those confusing ribbons, you know, where to turn and everything, but also kind of learning the deeper meaning of it and really getting to know and to love the Psalms and to love the prayer of the church.
Tyler, what was the introduction to Deacon Jacob Stinnett and your to the office? Where did you pick that up from?
Well, I picked it up at St. Charles when I was there, but I'm not sure if he was doing that already before or not, because there's a little group of us who would pray together. So there's four or five guys.
And Peter Claver, your experience of prayer, as we heard earlier in your story, you went into seminary in Uganda and then took a little leave and then came back just recently. You're at John the 23rd in Boston.
Correct.
What was your prayer life before seminary?
Maybe before seminary, let me maybe go back a little bit in my childhood life. As I said, my great-grandparents and my grandparents, I grew up seeing them as prayerful people. Every day, early in the morning, we had what we called Kisinde in my language. Kisinde means morning prayers. And then before going to bed, we also had a Kisinde for the night, another prayer for the night. Before meals and after meals, prayer was part of us. Going to the garden, before you get to the hole to start digging, or you get to the sickle to cut millet or grain, Grandpa made it a point that we had to pray. We prayed for the animals, we prayed for everything, so prayer was part of it. And of course, going for Mass, that was part of it, because Grandpa told me, I'm two in one. Much as I eat the food Grandma used to prepare, I also need something that is spiritual, which I don't see. And he told me that was prayer. So I used to pray. Now, of course, growing up, I got access, you know, to things like the Bible, spiritual books, and that was the only way how I could develop my relationship with Christ, with God, by knowing His Word. So I would say that's how prayer, you know, started. And up to this very day, you know, Scripture is key, Liturgy of the Hours is key, and the only way I can know my God, the only way I can know my priesthood more, is to be a friend of Scripture and my Liturgy of the Hours.
Excellent. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today are two seminarians for the Diocese of Columbus, Tyler Carter and Peter Claver Casassa. Tyler, we've been talking about prayer, what it looked like before seminary. You mentioned the Liturgy of the Hours, how you had started to incorporate that beforehand, and of course that's foundational in seminary. Most seminaries pray morning prayer and evening prayer together. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, from my own experience, I remember visiting the Josephinum when I was in high school and being moved by the Liturgy of the Hour. And the priest of the parish where I was growing up was a very big advocate of the Liturgy of the Hours, and he taught me how to pray the office. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering how your relationship with the Liturgy of the Hours has changed since you've been in seminary.
Sure. Well, one thing I really appreciate about it is, you know, and something we didn't really do in high school when I was praying at, you know, St. Charles, is singing the Liturgy of the Hours, because it's really meant to be chanted, you know. It's an office, and it's meant to be sung side to side, which is what we do at the Josephinum, morning and evening. We use different tones for those, mm-hmm. for each psalm. And so that's a really beautiful thing. You can really kind of enter into the experience of it, and you really kind of get carried off in prayer, singing together, which is beautiful. But also in the seminary, it was nice because, you know, living in the seminary, I'm right down the hall from the chapel, so I can always, you know, go in and pray my office before mm-hmm. the Lord, which is something I couldn't always do before. You know, I'd have to pray, you know, daytime prayer at home or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't always have the chance to stop in and to be in the presence of the Lord to pray. So that's one of the biggest things for me. So,
do they, when I was in seminary long ago, there was sort of a gradual practice. So they said, you know, your first year of theology, you should be saying morning prayer and evening prayer every day on your own, regardless whether it's communal or not.
Sure.
And then your second year, you should also be doing office of readings. Mm-hmm. Your third year, you should be doing night prayer. And by your fourth year, you should be doing all 5 hours, because deacons are bound to pray all five of the hours. Is there still this sort of gradual growth? It almost sounds like you were kind of doing all 5 hours.
Sure. Yes, when I can. So it would be kind of, you know, depending on the day. If there's a day I might, you know, forget daytime prayer or something, or might be busy, and I wouldn't worry about it because I'm not obligated yet. But that's definitely something I try to get in, is all the hours each day.
Mm-hmm.
And with the new office, you know, it's actually much shorter and much easier to really get in all the hours. And I find it very beneficial too. You know, you feel like you're missing out on something if you don't finish praying the hours, because, you know, especially office of readings, there's always something, it seems like, if you read that in the beginning of the day, in the morning, you know, that sticks out to you and ends up being helpful later. You think mm-hmm. about that verse again, and you're like, oh, this kind of relates to the situation I'm in, or that I'm thinking about, something I'm praying about. And so the Lord really, I think, touches your heart through the office and through the Psalms, if you pray them faithfully. So that's been a beautiful thing. But there is definitely that kind of gradual, you know, increasing steps of praying the office. And I know some guys, you know, are still doing, you know, less or more. It depends. Every guy's a little bit different. But yeah. Certainly, you know, by third year, you should be working and praying the whole office, as you'll be a deacon at the end of that year. So, yeah.
Excellent. Now, Peter Claver, you had a really good foundation of prayer from your family going into seminary.
Correct.
And I'm wondering, what new things did you pick up in your prayer life from seminary?
One thing I picked it up is the communal part of prayer. And at John the 23rd, the way we normally have the Liturgy of the Hours, it is so sweet. That's what I think that is the word I can use. But it's so good that, you know, we have different, the way our chapel is set, and the way we recite, you know, the way we, you know, we recite the psalms, the canticles, and things of that nature, makes it so good that actually one is, you know, talking to God. You see all this, like, you know, rhyming and, you know, getting into one's soul. You know, the pauses we normally make, you know, we say the antiphons, and then we pauses, and then the psalms, and, you know, all that is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, and it helps me to grow as I contemplate deeper and deeper on each and every sentence of the psalm. So I would say that every day I go into my, you know, seminary life or my seminary training, there is a deeper understanding and appreciation of prayer.
And at John the 23rd Seminary, where you go, are there holy hours and adoration of the Blessed Sacrament every day? Or?
Yeah, that is correct. I would say adoration. We normally have the one on Friday, which is, I would say, for everybody, seminary and staff and faculty. We are there on Fridays. But then we also have one on Tuesdays. And then we'd also have like a separate place where people can go anytime they feel like, you know, going. And that is something that most of the seminarians I see, doing. And it's a wonderful thing. So we really have access, you know, to the Lord and, you know, go, you know, chat, talk to the Lord. And that's the best thing I think John the 23rd has done for us. And we appreciate for that.
Excellent. Well, wonderful. And then Tyler at the Josephinum, I'm pretty sure they have holy hours too.
We do. Every day. Yes, every day we have holy hour. One of the transitional deacons leading, and so that's a beautiful thing. But like Peter said, you know, we always have the chapel open. So
Yeah. Even
if you can't go and see our Lord there exposed for the holy hour, you can always go and just pray. And I know a lot of guys, you know, I see when I go in the night to make my prayers before bed, you know, there's a lot of guys going in and out. You know, and they're kind of pajamas at that point, but, you know, just praying, saying their kind of good night to the Lord. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, great. Let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we give you thanks for our seminarians and for the seminaries that help the Diocese of Columbus in this great work of forming priests. We ask that you fill all priests and all seminarians with this genuine spirit of prayer. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. With me today has been Tyler Carter and Peter Claver Casasa. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Until next time, peace and all good.